AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A year ago Thursday, a mob of supporters of former President Donald Trump rushed the Capitol in an apparent attempt to stop Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's election. Here's sound from police body cam video of the riot released in April of last year. Shortly after the attackers were out of the building, then Vice President Mike Pence spoke.
Today was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol. But thanks to the swift efforts of U.S. Capitol Police, federal, state, and local law enforcement, the violence was quelled. The Capitol is secured, and the people's work continues.
People in the crowd were threatening to lynch Pence for his refusal to work against the normally ceremonial congressional certification of Biden's election. Since then, the GOP narrative has changed, with elected officials supporting the former president's discredited claims of a stolen election, and now fewer than 30% of Republicans in a recent poll saying the attack was against the government, and some 60% of party members questioned in an AP poll say there was little or no violence in the attack witnessed by millions of people. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department is determined to find and prosecute all involved, those at the Capitol and elsewhere.
The actions we have taken thus far will not be our last.
Garland says more than 725 people have been arrested and charged. He spoke about how long the investigation will take.
As long as it takes, and whatever it takes, for justice to be done consistent with the facts and the law.
The FBI is looking for at least 350 others, including 250, accused of assaulting police officers. This is AP News. The U.S. federal prison director is resigning after a crisis-filled tenure.
Michael Carvajal, the embattled director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, is resigning. The 54-year-old Carvajal, a Trump administration holdover, had been under increasing pressure in the wake of Associated Press reporting that uncovered widespread problems, including serious misconduct involving correctional officers. AP reporting revealed more than 100 Bureau of Prisons workers have been arrested, convicted, or sentenced for crimes since the start of 2019. Carvajal's tenure also included the rampant spread of coronavirus inside federal prisons and a failed response to the pandemic. Tens of thousands of inmates in federal prisons were infected with the virus and 266 died. Mike Gracia, Washington.
12 people, including 8 children, are dead in a fire that destroyed a duplex in a Philadelphia row house. Fire officials say the death toll could go higher. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.